USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight, but a virtual affair this year due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. It'll run from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern over four nights. Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez says for voters, the event will still prove exciting.
This is about our vision as a nation. How will we build back a better America? 99.9% of the American people watch a convention on television. They don't physically attend a convention.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will give his speech to accept his party's presidential nomination on Thursday night. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will speak on Wednesday night. President Trump starts a campaign swing today with appearances in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Later this week, he'll visit Joe Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then Yuma, Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on lawmakers to return to Washington earlier than scheduled from their recess to vote on a bill that she says would save the Postal Service. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says it's the right move.
I believe that Mitch McConnell needs to bring the Senate back as well. I called for that publicly yesterday. People depend on the post office. We're depending on it for our democracy, for votes, but people also depend on it to get their retirement checks and their Social Security.
Warren speaking there on NBC's Today show this morning about what the Democrats are calling the Deliver for America Act. Sunday may have seen the hottest reliably recorded day on Earth ever. Death Valley, California, hitting 130 degrees to break its August record. It set a record high of 134 degrees set in 1913, but these days scientists doubt the accuracy of the equipment that was used 107 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Police in Portland, Oregon say they couldn't get to more than 60 overnight calls because they were so busy contending with hundreds of violent demonstrators. The police department saying officers couldn't respond to calls including for theft, hit and run, alarms, and stolen vehicles. On a lighter note, it was quite a birthday celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The oldest living American, Hester Ford, celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning 116. She's the oldest person on record in the United States, according to data compiled by the Gerontology Research Group and the United States Census Bureau. Ford was born on a farm in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She married at age 14 to John Ford, gave birth to the first of the couple's 12 children at age 15. Her husband died in 1963. Ford had not been hospitalized even once in the first 108 years of her life. She now has 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. I'm John Hunt.
And now the coronavirus pandemic is being blamed for the rising price of one of America's favorite pizza toppings. Some small pizza parlors are reporting having to pay up to 50% more recently for pepperoni because the pandemic has been creating pepperoni shortages. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.